Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Here we go again, huh?
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Superheroes cannot be allowed to exist.
Where do we start?
Buck, I have a plan.
Oh yeah? What is it? Is you
ready? What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duse, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you're now tuning into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit Disney Plus series, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, with this recap being dedicated to episode 2, titled The Star Spangled Man. Well, you're the star in the middle, so
okay.
We'll start with you as far as what is your overall thoughts on the second episode?
Second episode? I mean, so I wasn't on the first one. I'm generally not a big Marvel fan, but I enjoy this show. I've enjoyed it so far, and the second episode was cool.
About you, Rob?
Yeah, man, I think I'm enjoying this. It always starts off kind of rough for me, but then I'm like, I find myself getting into it. And I think I actually am starting to like
Falcon.
What's his name?
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie. The most likable.
I think I'm starting to like him. I think I am. Yeah. I don't know. It reminds me of
we grow.
It reminds me of who was the actor I didn't like, but I liked him on what's the black and white movie with Zendaya?
I still don't like him.
Oh, John David.
Yeah, I liked him in that. So it reminds me of how I liked him in that. I'm starting to like, is it Anthony Mackie?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Anthony Mackie. I'm starting to like
Tony
him.
Mack.
As this character.
Man, if you don't stop. That's what they call him, right?
His corny ass probably would say that too.
Yeah, but I like him in this. I like him corny in this, though. I don't think he's super corny, but I like.
Nah, he's not.
I like his character in this for some reason.
Fits
I don't know.
Him, it feels different.
Yeah.
It actually feels more like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike, what you looking like that for? What you mean?
You got the 30s black man bug eye, scared face, the Tyrese face.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how the hell y'all don't think this dude is the corniest motherfucker on earth. He's so fucking corny that it's starting
though.
To irk me.
It fits, though.
It's starting to ruin the show for you?
It's starting. No. The show is still great.
Okay.
He's just starting to get on my nerves because it's like he says corny shit and then he laughs at it and it's like, nobody else here is laughing.
And I think the fact, especially when he does it with Bucky, like the fact that Bucky's so like the fuck. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we know you're corny, but we deal with it. Like we know people like that who always got some dumbass joke to say.
Yeah.
And we let it just, I don't know.
It feels authentic for some reason. Yeah. Like when he had that corny joke to the kid. Like, no. Like I said, oh God. Like I was like, it was corny as hell.
That shit
was really bad.
Me.
But I don't know, for some reason it felt authentic
because I didn't even get the joke. The kid was like,
I didn't think it was a joke to be.
It was kind of, it was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
So the kid was like, "Oh, my daddy said you can't just be Falcon. You got to be the Black Falcon."
Yeah.
He's like, "So you're the black? I guess you're black kid then, huh?" He's like, "Oh, I got him, didn't I?
You're right.
What the fuck?
That's intentional.
Why did I laugh at that joke?
Are you serious? You laughed?
I laughed because it, not to say like it was hilarious, but it was just like." Yeah, it was like a dumbass thing to say.
No,
but he thought it was funny. He was like, man, I got him, huh?
But that was intentional, though.
Yeah, because the writer probably thought that shit was funny.
You think so?
Yes.
I felt like that was improvised.
Yes.
I could see that, too. I could see that. That shit irritated the fuck out of me.
What'd you think about the second episode, though?
It was good. Wait, this is the... Wait, that was second episode, right? Am I tripping? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Got me worried. Like, I missed something.
Nah.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it. I think that they're doing really cool things with this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. We off and running now. I mean, it was only 3 episodes left, right? 3.
Oh, yeah,
four.
That's right.
4
episodes. Yeah, 4 left. So
it's 5 or 6.
Yeah, 6.
6.
Yeah.
6.
So yeah, this was a great comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed this episode.
Y'all tripping, man.
I mostly enjoyed this episode because we finally got to see more of the new Cat. And I liked how we started off. I liked how they just gave us a quick backstory on him. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't long. The whole episode wasn't really about him, even though he was featured heavily mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. It was just more of like, how does he fit into this whole?
Yeah, MCU they did it well.
He's a Bucky dick. To beat his ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bucky.
Yes.
Wait for Bucky to get.
So that's
his
gonna
ass.
Happen.
I hope so.
So learning that he. So learning that he got a black friend and I think a black wife that had changed your mind about yeah. Cap.
No, fuck Cap. No.
Huh? What? Say that again.
No, he got a black wife.
They had a girl.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she was black at the beginning.
Agent? Yeah.
That shit was confusing. I'm like, that's his girl?
Oh, like high school or something.
Oh, I missed that. Oh,
at the yeah. very, very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm. In the locker room.
They didn't make it very clear, no. but she said, you know, I love you. And he said, I love you too. So I assumed.
And then they had a little hand kiss thing, which I was like, oh, that must be a married couple thing or some shit.
Like, I know they're supposed to be diving in the race and stuff like that or whatever. But when they had that damn HBCU band out there, I was like, come on, y'all. Y'all not really doing this.
Yes, that was a little too much.
That was a little too
one
much.
Of the, one of the marching band guy.
They were getting bit out over.
My friend knows him. The guy he high clapped. Oh, he's really? He's from FAMU Striker. So, yeah.
That was, ooh. Don't do that again.
Yeah, that was a little crazy.
The white majorettes. I was like, why? If that's a black band, why we got the blonde hair, blue eye majorettes? So I mean, it's like sprinkled it in for America. I don't know.
Because it's supposed to be like, you know, a melting pot.
I thought it was Captain America going to like an HBCU. I don't know. That was his school.
Yeah. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which makes sense as to why he had a black girlfriend. Oh,
shit. Yeah,
I didn't realize that was his school.
Yeah,
I thought
high school.
He said in the interview, like, mm-hmm. yeah, I came back. Home.
So that was supposed to be in Georgia.
I thought he was in Louisiana, Georgia.
No, when it showed him throwing the shield around, it said that he was at a school in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So that school was supposed to be in Atlanta, and he went there.
Mm. Apparently so. Sure.
So that's now it makes school. Sense. Now I see why he's a super soldier because they're probably whooping his ass every day. Every goddamn day they whooping his ass. Mm-hmm. John Walker, okay. Here come John. Just slap his ass. Captain America.
His face got so stretched out.
I got that long
chin. That strong chin.
His chin had to get strong.
Yeah, too, man.
Wearing his ass out.
I know that's Kurt Russell's
son.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, shit, really?
I think somebody put it in the Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, it does look like fucking Kurt
but
Russell.
They put it in there like that was going to be like some big thing. They were like, oh, just wait till you find out who his daddy is. I'm like, who's wait, his dad?
Huh? Where did they do
it? It was on Reddit. Someone put on there, they were like, oh, when they find out who his daddy is, that's going to change everything. And I was like, who the fuck is his
it
dad?
It actually messed it up for me because now obviously it's damn dad.
Yeah. I simply don't give a shit. Like, yeah. Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell, like, he ain't that big enough.
If he said Steven Seagal or somebody, I'd be like, that's crazy.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah. No, I just mean, like, it's not that surprising.
Big Trouble in Little China. That's, right. Man, come
but
on.
Name
now.
One other thing.
Romance in the Stone.
Yep.
What?
Who was that?
Exactly.
That
I got you, Ken. Don't worry. Tango and Cash.
Forget that one then. I got another one.
I had another one. Tango and Cash.
There we go.
Okay, three.
Lethal
he
Weapon.
You talking about all the parts he lost?
What's that?
Bird on a Wire. I'll help you. How's that?
Yeah.
He was the main guy. Main villain. But that's not him.
Don't nobody care about
him. Kurt right Russell, bro.
It's Kurt Russell. Come on.
Nobody did in 2021.
I think he's bigger than Steven Seagal.
No, I'm not saying he's bigger or small. I'm just saying don't nobody give a fuck.
But it is significant. Like when he said it, I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
I was like, I don't care.
It makes sense. It makes sense now that I look at it. Like, oh, shit, dad. It looked like Kurt Russell. I see it. That's all.
You see how he got the part? That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, dude's doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah, the thing.
Stop, Kenneth. Good
Tombstone.
Next question.
He's been in a lot of stuff, but that we have already proven that.
Well, and during that interview he did, he had some things to say about being the new Cap and all that stuff, and it rubbed some
people
in
the show.
Yeah, in the show.
Okay, yeah.
And it rubbed some people the wrong way, especially Bucky. Mm-hmm. What did y'all think about as far as him saying that he felt like Cap was like a brother to him?
Bucky on that hard
Bucky
floor.
Was tight.
Bucky was
tight. Boy,
yeah, Bucky,
Bucky was mad as shit.
He was. Oh my God.
I didn't see the big deal. I'm sure a lot of people would say that.
He's mm-hmm. supposed to sell it. Like, he's trying to sell it to America.
Yeah, he was selling it.
He's trying to sell it to himself, it feel like, too.
He was selling all, he was saying all the right things.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Nah, he believed that shit, bro.
I think he's trying. You know how you try, like, you know, what they say, fake it till you make it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. even, know. Like, the way the opening scene with him in there in the locker room and looking at the cost, the uniform mm-hmm. and everything, he's trying to get to the to actually believe it.
I think
yeah.
he was reflecting, like, damn, man, I'm really fucking Captain America.
Nah, he knows he's full of shit.
Really? Yeah. He feels very smug, though.
He exactly.
Or is that the white man smug?
It's the white man smug.
It's that white man smug.
The white man that is the only white dude in the room, but it still get that white privilege.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm. it's like, I'm Captain America, your black ass ain't. Your ass is still a fake Bucky. Blackie.
That's
oh,
really what
shit.
He is.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
That's what he's gonna call. That motherfucker popped up. Like, you would happen to have.
You're the black monkey.
Falcon and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the Falcon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh shit.
I'm like, damn.
The black Bucky. I swear to God. Come on, Blackie.
A token ass damn partner.
Wait, who are you? I'm Blackie.
I did not know that I was gonna be his partner, man.
Man,
he was happy too.
He sure was.
He was happy to be there.
He finally got a job.
He was happy to be there.
He was happy. It was rough, like, boy. It's rough out here for black folks. Hey, you come calling.
He said, once that blip hit, hey, the job started calling.
Yep,
we needed some niggas.
We need somebody.
That's crazy.
Where's my Blackie at?
But we finally see Sam and Bucky team up. For the first time, well, Bucky confronts Sam about the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. thing.
But I would have told Bucky to get the fuck up.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, does he have a right to?
Yes.
This. Yeah.
Yes.
He
absolutely.
Does?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nah, man.
To question him? Absolutely.
Don't be coming to me with that bullshit, bro.
Nah. It's Bucky, bro.
I know, man, but damn. You
Like Cap gave up his whole life for this dude.
I know, man.
He gave his life for the universe.
No, he gave his life up for his friend.
And when it's all for right. Bucky, yeah.
But I'm just saying, why you got to come to me with that shit?
Because you're the one gave it away. But yo, he did give it away.
Put it somewhere that was not supposed to be touched.
He gave it to them niggas to do what they wanted to.
He
with
sure
it.
Did.
They put it in a case for a couple hours and then they give it to.
Shit,
them
didn't they make it? They didn't really do.
No, it was Tony Stark's.
Yeah.
But why do you think that though? Why do you think he shouldn't have stepped to him?
Because man, I'm like This isn't like what I want to do. Like, I've made my decision. Mm-hmm. You're trying to put all this stuff on me. Like, why do I have to bear that burden, that
because
responsibility?
Because the burden was given to you and you yeah. accepted it when you took
and
it.
Exactly.
He should have said no then.
Yeah.
Didn't
he say no?
He said no. Hey, you can get this to Bucky, man. Because I
ain't right. I ain't trying to be all that.
That's what he should have done. He should have given it to Bucky or someone who would have done something other than give it to somebody else.
You can't give it to Bucky.
Why not?
Bucky killed too many motherfuckers for you to give it to that nigga.
He can give it to Bucky.
Mm-hmm. Bucky was in Wakanda at this time, right? At that point, right?
Man, that white Wakanda.
No, he was right next to him.
White Tiger.
He was.
When he gave him the shield?
That's right. That's right.
Bucky should have slapped the fuck out of Cap and fucking Falcon.
That's right, because it was Endgame and Bucky was back.
Bucky was standing right there when he gave him the fucking shit. I've been like,
that's right.
I thought we was cool.
Right, like, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing?
I thought that was weird as hell. That's the one thing I thought was weird
Bucky
about that whole movie.
Kind of out of pocket a little bit, wasn't he?
No.
He just got saved the world.
You gonna give him the mantle of Captain America?
That was just years after that. So I looked it up, and they said that he was in Wakanda for damn near 10 years.
Yeah,
he wasn't in the comics or in the show.
This is what they said. About the movies.
Who was that?
When I was reading online, it said Bucky was supposed to be in Wakanda for 10 years.
You got the same source as FIFO.
I know you ain't talking.
Hey, boy, I gotta keep my jabs in where I can.
Yeah, I feel you.
Man, he's hanging out then, huh?
Y'all can keep talking.
I feel like he was only there for like maybe 2-3 years because it was the same time Civil War ended. Because that's what Sam was talking about.
I don't know what the time
they was on the run for about 2 years.
Between these imaginary movies.
Anyway.
But what do y'all think about Sam and Bucky's chemistry? Do they have buddy cop chemistry?
They do.
You it see actually that? Does
they
work.
Do. It works.
Because sometimes I feel like it hits and misses.
No, it works. It works. Yeah. It absolutely works. Because I was feeling that too at first. I'm like, nah, this works. This works.
The miss works because it's supposed to miss.
Yeah.
Because they're so different. Mm-hmm. And because Bucky is so disturbed.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't find the humor, which still somehow works.
Like the whole staring thing, like how long are you gonna do the staring thing? Yeah. Well, he just does that. Like, you know, at first it seemed like, I guess that corny part, like, okay, mm-hmm. man, like, damn, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on in the show, when it came back around,
mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, that shit actually hit. Like, it made sense. The mm-hmm. setup in the beginning
yeah.
it didn't work
made
for
sense
you,
toward the end. It did for me, man.
I didn't, It was mostly just Falcon. He just annoyed me. Gotcha. Like when they were in there and they were about to go in the other room, and he was like, he's like, nah, just wait. And Bucky's like, well, nah, fuck that. Let's just go. And he's like, we're not assassins. And then Bucky walked off and he was like, I was just playing.
Yeah.
Like, that was supposed to be a joke? Where was the funny? I don't get it.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Like, wait, I was just joking.
No, I think that was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, because he started smiling. He was like, yeah, I was just playing. Yeah. Come on, man. I was just playing.
That was
hit for you?
No, it hit for me.
I don't know what the joke was.
Not a joke, but
Bucky was an assassin, right?
Yeah. It's in a sensitive joke. That's why Bucky took it the way he did. Yeah. The nigga's still going through therapy for the shit he did. And it was still supposed to be. We ain't killers, right?
It was supposed to be funny, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but it was. That's how they wrote it.
I laughed at that part. I was like, this nigga an asshole.
Yeah. I don't laugh
at that. He's an asshole. Kid, the first episode, Bucky over here talking about the only peace I had was in Wakanda. Like, every war, every time I get out of here, I gotta kill motherfuckers. And he talking about, look, nigga, we can't charge in there. We can't.
Right.
He was like, oh shit, my bad, you was a killer. This nigga had a nightmare just yesterday. Like, right. Come on. You can't be insensitive like that.
Yeah. No, it works, man.
I'm glad y'all thought that shit was funny.
It's not like a funny laugh out loud funny. It's just like it's supposed to be, but it's not really. It just works, man. Like, it's hard to explain.
He didn't deliver it right.
Oh, so you didn't think he delivered that one right?
I thought the joke after Bucky walked off and he said, I was just playing. But yeah, the timing was a little bit off.
I thought he was just making a declarative statement.
I did too.
I didn't know that this was supposed to be some sort of joke. I don't think Bucky did either. Bucky was just like, all right.
But he was an assassin.
No, bro, I got that. Yeah. What I don't get is how that was supposed to be a joke. Like, I was just playing.
It's like a joke that's not funny. It's like, oh yeah.
So it wasn't.
He was being sarcastic. Like,
yes, but it wasn't funny. You know how?
But that's the thing. He didn't deliver it like that. He delivered it like, we're not assassins, man.
Maybe.
If he delivered it like, we're not assassins, then I'd be like, okay, now I get it.
That would have been over the top.
Man, fuck that.
Oh man. He's doing fine, man. I'm
hit
fine
and miss. Like, I get you right. Sometimes I'm like, all right, this is good, buddy. Other times I'm like,
I'm just all in with it at this point. Like, I'm just all in with the character.
Okay, for the record, I'm sorry, real quick, Nick. For the record, I cannot find that shit about Bucky in there for 10 years. So y'all can't fax only me. I can't find it, but it was on the internet somewhere. That's all I want to say. Go ahead, Nick.
So he ain't say you wrong just yet.
I'm not wrong because it's not my statement. Hey, they sure did.
Right, he did. He took the rod route.
Yeah. Google's a hater, bro.
Oh shit.
But what did y'all think about their stealth mission with the Flag Smashers when they were after that whole interaction with Falcon? You know, making fun of Bucky.
I was
being
like,
assassin.
They got their ass kicked. Like, damn.
Yeah. That was a bit unnecessary.
Shit.
Yeah, I thought they were better fighters, I guess.
Me? Wait, who?
Both Falcon and Bucky.
Well, Falcon tried. He tried the little spin kick. That chick was like, what the fuck wrong with you, boy?
She broke his little bird.
That was fucked up.
She was looking for that thing, too. She was like, this little thing, y'all don't get this fuck out of here.
Yeah. Bucky was in trouble when she peeked around that damn corner.
Oh yeah.
Nah, when she smiled with them racist teeth. I already know. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, them racist teeth. The way she smiled, I was like, leave, my nigga.
Her teeth are too white.
That is hilarious.
First of all, you don't trust a ginger anyway. But if they got them fucking pearly whites,
it's shit. Nah, bruh.
Said the racist teeth.
That is hilarious.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's the racist teeth. Yo, you as soon as I seen, I was like, all right, she a demon.
Me too.
Like, you okay? Mm-hmm. Are you all right?
She kicked the fuck out of that.
She sure did.
That nigga went flying out.
God damn.
You heard the arm hit the thing and everything. I'm like, damn, shit.
Oh, wait. We skipping ahead. So we didn't talk about the whole part in the airplane.
Oh yeah. That's this whole staring. They're staring back and forth.
Oh. Well, why did he tear the arm off his jacket?
Because he got to show off the gun.
What?
Wait, when he jumped out.
Before he jumped out, he was just like,
He gotta let it loose.
Why did you just ruin the jacket?
You gotta show that off, bro.
Look. Take the jacket off. That was a nice jacket.
See the Wakanda design on
that
motherfucker?
He was gonna use it.
He was gonna use what?
When he jumped out.
When he jumped out, he had to use it to, you know,
He ain't use shit. He failed.
No, but what did the arm have to do with the sleeve?
Probably gave him more aerodynamic.
More range.
Aerodynamic. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, that nigga failed. He couldn't, hard.
He couldn't reach all the way.
You know he got a tight jacket on.
Let me tell you, sometimes you want to rip that bitch off, but you can't.
So I was just trying to figure out the game plan.
Oh,
no.
God.
I was fucked up for them not having him a parachute and shit.
Well, he wasn't supposed to go with
him. He wasn't supposed to
be
there.
Oh, yeah.
And he told him, like, stay on the plane. Like, I'll see you later.
See, that motherfucker was being
jumped
a bitch,
right
bro.
Out the plane, bro. I was like, this nigga jumped right out the plane.
That's that Bucky.
He was like, Cap does it, so let me try it out and see if it works. Like, did work out too? I did it.
He was like, I got all that on Phoenix, yo.
That part was funny. That was the only joke Papa said that landed. That was funny.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we off to a good start.
Yeah, man.
Were y'all surprised that John Walker and how good he was with that shield? I was surprised, but that motherfucker was tossing that bitch like it was.
Yeah,
I didn't even see Cap do some of that shit. As far as that, when he was hanging from the truck and his black friend got kicked off, and he threw that bitch right there.
I hated that.
That's how you know you're a useless ass partner when your ass over there slide like a turtle on the plane.
On your ass,
you over here throwing the thumbs up like nigga, you ain't do shit.
You just fell on the shield and skidded.
That shit was tight, though.
It was nice.
He called him a nigga. They probably do that all the time. That's
they probably do.
That's how we used to do it back in the day.
Like a fucking Pokemon. Come on, nigga, chew. Nigga, chew.
No.
Come in, nigga, chew.
Stupid as hell.
Mike, they gonna come for you with the nigga jokes. We still got a half episode to go.
Just so y'all know, this is a black podcast. So we can say that.
They got a nigga on an American shield. Right. I just want y'all to understand.
On his butt.
On his ass.
That was some bullshit.
And he threw the thumbs up like he was happy.
His character is bullshit to me.
His character is totally bullshit.
Because all he did was walk around smiling the whole damn episode. Oh my God. Episode.
Did he even hit any of the flag smashers?
No, he did. Well, he was beating the fuck out of him at first with the shield.
No. I'm talking about Blackie.
Oh, the black dude, he came in one time and he kicked somebody off the train.
He said his name. I don't remember.
His name is Lamont Hoskins or some shit.
No. What's his?
Matter of fact, he said, you gonna have to give me something more than Lamont Hoskins.
Yeah. No, he does. He has a name.
Battlestar. That was it.
Man.
We
can get to that.
I'm Battlestar.
When
Bucky was like, your name is what? Stop the damn car, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
See?
That was the part
that was funny as shit.
I cried. Lamont said it like he was old. He's like, Battlestar. Bucky looked at him like, get your goofy ass out.
That nigga started to walk. That shit had me hollering too.
He said, I'll walk.
You know, man, fuck, I am not about to send no car with Battlestar. Fuck out of here, man.
Yo,
that's some real shit.
It was.
But were they being rude to John as far as Sam and Bucky when it comes to, like, he was trying to give olive branches throughout the whole episode. Like, look, let's team up. Let's fight
these.
They
knew he was a dick.
Yep.
They can just feel it.
Yeah. Yep. We can all feel it.
Yeah.
But it's because he's also like, he's trying to be the new Cap.
He's too damn fucking eager. Mm-hmm. You know, to sit here and like, hey, we got to work together. I guess we got to work together.
He's trying to force it. Why are you trying to force it? Just let it naturally happen if it's going to happen.
And it feels like it's opportunistic. Like, he knows if he got them on his side, it makes it looks better for him. Mm-hmm. And they're just not buying it, which they should not.
You know what's confusing me? It seems very obvious that he's a super soldier, right?
Who?
John Walker.
I don't think he is.
He has like to be.
I don't think he is.
I mean, the way he throws the shield.
Unless, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only time. Supposed to completely suspend disbelief and just be like, all right, so anybody that's just a really, like, well-fit person can do all the throwing around and catching the shield and all that? Anybody can do that?
Right. Trying to make him seem like he was like elite of the elite,
right?
Of the regular
they tried
Americans.
To, but it doesn't come.
Because remember in the beginning when he's doing the interview, he said, "Look, I'm not Dr. Banner. I'm not Tony Stark. I don't have super strength."
He says that. I think he's lying.
I think it is too.
I think he's a super soldier.
Why he get his ass kicked by the little girl?
Because he just can't
they
fight.
Super soldiers too.
Yeah.
Bucky got his ass kicked too.
Yeah, but it was a gaggle of them.
Bucky been fighting for 300 years.
300.
Cap, this new Cap just showed up. So of course he's going to get his ass kicked off.
He's
the
a, he got what? Three purple hearts? Two
purple hearts.
You can get them as a regular person. I think McCain got some of them.
But it's not 300 years. It's like 90 something.
He was being excused. Yeah,
it was a Sam joke and it didn't work.
It didn't work. I was like, oh, that was supposed to be him, sir. It sounded factual as fuck. And I was
he
like,
did, because I'm sitting here, well, man, actually.
Right, right. I'm like, wait a minute. That's wrong as fuck.
That's 350, actually.
All right. Because somebody is actually that old. Who is it?
Thor.
Yeah, Thor and somebody else. Oh, I can't remember.
Yoda.
Yeah. Not Yoda. No, it's like a Marvel character. I can't remember who it is right now.
Shit.
I thought it was tight how Falcon went under that 18 wheeler though.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was I'm getting more and more impressed with how he uses that shit.
Yeah, but that's all they can do.
Yeah, because where are his guns? Has anybody noticed that he got rid of his guns?
Well, know, speaking man. Of guns, I was surprised Cap was capping niggas on that damn truck.
That gun out, I was like, that ain't no Captain.
That ain't Captain. Me. That's when he lost me. He lost me when he pulled a gun. Yeah, I was like, Cap don't need no gun. That's why I'm like, if he a super soldier, then why he need a gun?
Well, Cap had guns back in the day. In the first movie, he had guns.
He did, but he was a gun since that.
Yeah. Well, no, he'd used a gun in
like a regular gun, like
it was
a pistol?
it was like a machine gun.
There wasn't no regular gun.
He didn't use a gun regularly, but it wasn't like he was adverse to gun or not. Like he didn't. You know,
I don't recall seeing him with a gun after he got out the ice.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. Yeah. I'm going to go back and look it up. And in one of the movies, he had a machine gun.
He may have, but it just didn't feel right in this scene. I was like, this is not Captain America. Like what is that? You just finna shoot them and that's what you going to do?
But see, I told y'all that last week when he walked out. I said, what, did y'all notice he had a gun on his hip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did say that.
I know who I was thinking about. I was thinking about Wonder Woman. She's old as fuck. She's like 300 some years old. That's who I was thinking about. I crossed.
You got your IPs crossed.
Yeah, got that shit crossed.
We see more of the Flag Smashers though in this episode. I feel like they try to humanize them a lot. Did y'all actually care about their scenes?
I did. I liked it.
Which one? When he tried to hold off the people?
No, that was stupid as fuck.
Okay. When he just ran and just got like,
what was your plan, dude? What was your fucking plan?
That was stupid, and also what was stupid was the guy who chased after the plane after he already seen it take off. Like,
well, you know,
I'm like, be a little dramatic. You seen it go off the ground. You still hustling like,
that's movie shit.
Yeah, you got to be a little dramatic.
Right.
But homeboy that just ran and just got shot.
That was stupid.
Why didn't you like jump in the air and land?
I thought he was going to do some gangster shit.
I thought he was going to fuck some people up. No, you just got shot a bunch.
Okay. I think he was probably tired. He's like, look, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm over it. I don't really even care about this whole cause no more.
What do you think about their cause, though, as far? Because it seems like they were trying to brand them as terrorists. And I don't know if they're... I don't know what they are, because it seems like they're not trying to, they didn't like how the world was before.
So here's the question I was just pondering was, damn, could one world, one government actually work? So my head went somewhere else, like actually applying that to the globe in general, like, damn, man, that's ambitious as fuck for them to even try to do that.
Or they say one world, one people, or something like that?
One world, one government, or something like that.
They didn't say one government. They sound like they're more like anarchists. They're just, because from what I understand, the whole thing is they want to get things back to the way it was during the blip. Because apparently they don't like nations. That's what I read. They don't like nations. And I'm with that. I wish they would kind of, I hope they kind of dig into that more, because they're kind of glossing over it right now. So I kind of wonder how deep Disney's willing to go with that whole idea.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying. Like, I don't know what to call them, because it seems like they're just trying to not, because like once the blip happened, it seemed like all the governments kind of reconvened and got together. And I don't know if it was better, but it was different. And it seems like they liked that much difference than before, because it seems like they weren't like rich people or nothing like that. These are people from the bottom.
They wanted to go back to the way it was when it was already government.
No, when everybody was gone, like half
during
the blip,
in the middle. So okay.
So during the blip, it seems like everybody was just together. There was no like, this is America, this is the Ukraine, this is blah 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 blah. They wanted to go back to when it was just.
I would love to see how that actually worked.
They're eventually gonna have to do a show on like the 5 years of the like some. There's gonna be a show.
I'm seeing ass shit. They're gonna call it the blip. I can see him doing
I hate what they call it, but yeah, I can see it.
I can see him doing that.
Like, what does a world without governments look? I guess that was what was going through my head when she presented that idea. It seemed like it was
chaotic, right?
Chaotic, but
apparently not.
I mean, for five, chaotic for 5 years, like at some point in time, wouldn't they kind of like get some sort of groove going?
I think humans just naturally have this way of kind of ordering themselves and functioning, maybe not as an official government, but under an implied governance. Right. Yeah.
And so if they were able to figure out how to just be, and then everybody comes back and they're back in these positions again, I don't want that. I just want to eat my food and buy my groceries and not have to worry about rules the way y'all are trying to impose them again.
And the divisions that government, class, and all those things create, you know, just naturally.
Right.
So hopefully they do explain that a little more.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Well, I'm hoping to explain that text message she got. Yeah, like, but she stole something and he was like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, she stole the... Because remember, Bucky was like, oh, she's stealing medicine. Mm-hmm. But we can just assume it's the super serum.
So all of that was super serum?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you think they're trying to make an army like
super? Yeah. I think whoever this person is that sent that text message, he's either selling it or something. And that's probably how John Walker got it. Because John Walker, I'm putting money down. And somebody said, I bet my paycheck every show. I'm a bet my paycheck again. I guarantee you John Walker is a super soldier.
Yeah.
So maybe he got it from whoever this dude is.
I think he eventually will become one because I think he'll be like Ken, you were saying, he's eager to be Cap. So like, I got to be a super soldier in order to get that respect. I can't be a regular nigga out here with a shield.
I don't think he's a regular N-word right now.
I mean, if he is, then they really are going to have to get a little bit more depth into this because you throwing the shield and it's bouncing off of this and catching it back. Like, yeah, nah,
that
man.
Don't even seem right.
Mm-mm. Nah, you think the shield is heavier than what it is to be? You need to be a super soldier to really.
I feel like you gotta be a super soldier to make.
Then why Cap give it to Sam? Sam ain't a super soldier.
That's a great fucking question. I've been wondering this shit since Endgame. But my thing is, how did the shield even come to you? Is there a magnet in your arm? I thought there was some kind of something built into his shield.
Yeah.
I mean, built into his arm or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I would think that would break the regular.
It seems like it's like
arm.
A damn boomerang. Like you just throw that bitch and it just come right back.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a super soldier.
After they get their ass beat by the super soldiers, Sam is asking questions as far as
so that girl kicked your ass.
That shit. Now that shit was funny.
Now we got two.
The timing of it was interesting because it was like, nigga, y'all still fighting. You over here cracking jokes.
That shit was still funny.
That nigga was hanging from a bus. Like, come on, nigga, like help me.
Shit. That's what made it funny. That dude was kicking his hand. He's like, man, that little girl whooped your ass.
it felt black.
Yes. That's some black people shit.
Yeah.
The rest of his jokes? No. But that one, that was some black folks.
Well,
shit.
Well, after that.
Third one coming. Yeah, I know he do. He got about full five.
Does he?
Okay, I'm going to wait. They do go to the hood, though. Speaking of black.
That wasn't his choice.
Bucky
went to the hood.
Bucky tried to give back. He went to go see my nigga Isaiah Bradley, who we find out was, I don't know if he was one of the first super soldiers after Cap.
Bucky been down with the black folks before he went to Wakanda. God damn.
Well, he was trying to kill this nigga back then, so I don't know.
He didn't laugh at that corny ass black kid joke neither. He's like, that's racist, man. It's not cool.
Yeah, he did keep it moving.
He sure did. I'm not even going to entertain this one.
I love that. Bucky do not be fucking with him.
He sure don't.
Well, what were y'all reactions to the whole Isaiah Bradley scene and learning about his backstory?
I liked it.
Loved it.
I loved it too. I was thinking like they would experiment on the black man first. They would get that shit first.
My thing was 30 years.
Wait, so they're saying that because They're saying that he was the first one before they gave it.
That's what it seems like. It seems like he was the very first test person.
Oh.
And like I said, that makes so much fucking sense. You would test it on a fucking black person.
Especially at that point in time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're clearly making references to, you know, the whole, what you call it, Tuskegee thing and all that. So I thought that was actually really dope.
I did too.
The fact that he was in jail for 30 years, though, I was like, damn, man.
And then while he was in jail, that's when they was doing those tests.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
fucked.
Well,
Hydra, right?
Well, I thought they kept him in jail so they could do the tests on him.
That's what I thought.
Did I misunderstand it? Or was he already in jail and they were doing
No, I think you're right.
Okay.
They might, because he was like, what, like, because I served my country and they put me in jail. Right. That's fucked up. That's,
which, for me, that was thinking about just like war veterans just in general and how they mistreat them.
It's interesting because I was doing a wedding this weekend and one of the groomsmen, they were in there watching, I guess, like one of those breakdown shows or whatever. And one of the guys, he's like a Marvel nerd, like for real, for real. He's like, man, yeah, his backstory is crazy. He said, they said his backstory is really crazy. Yeah, so he knew all about that.
His
guy.
Grandson has a...
Yeah, they knew about... He knew about the guy and the son, the grandson.
So they're setting up something with with the grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never heard of him. I'm like, I was like, did I miss something?
Yeah. But
apparently that guy was created in 2003, which I was completely out by then.
It's a lot of black people. They got to kill a couple people off.
You talking about in this show?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of black folks. Falcon.
It's only about four.
The fake Blackie Bucky. Riri.
Who was Riri?
Iron Shawty. What's her name?
Riri Williams.
Riri. Yeah.
Who is Riri?
But I'm saying, I'm talking about in general. Oh. Marvel's going to be, she's like the new
Iron Man.
She's like a new, she's like a black Iron Man. Then you got
Shuri. That's what Marvel's on right now.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a lot of black
folks. I told
you
I watched that documentary, man. They're trying to make a pivot to be more inclusive.
This might be a little overboard.
I'm not gonna lie. I was looking at this show and I was like, there's a lot of black people in this Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I mean, it's cool, but I'm like,
it's making y'all uncomfortable.
Well, I'm just kind of looking at it like, okay, at what point is this gonna start to feel like pandering?
Mm.
If damn near all the Avengers are black, are they called the Black Avengers?
Yeah. But it is pandering.
They gonna be late.
Well, but there's a, what'd you say? They gonna be late all the time.
Every time.
It's like, God,
it's gonna be 5 years every battle.
Oh God.
Doesn't there have to be a certain level of pandering, or in order for it to become commonplace?
No, I think you can make it to where it feels natural. I think you can. There's a difference between being inclusive and pandering. And I feel like at some point, now I'm cool with what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of sort of joking a little bit, but I could see if they push it too far, then it might start to be corny. It might be like, all right, bro, like there's already six black people. And now it's like there's eight and there's only like four white guys. This is starting to look weird. Just give us a good even.
Yeah.
Give us a good 50-50 and I'll be happy. But I don't know. I don't need Black Bucky and I don't need the dude's grandson. I would love it if Isaiah, what's his name? Isaiah Rashad. I hope he become.
He do need to come out of retirement.
Yes.
Hey, when he,
they're going to do
it. When he threw that little tuna can set, whatever.
Through the wall. I was like, oh, I like his motherfucker here, boy.
And he was ready to kill them. It was right then.
Get out of my house.
Old black man.
Get your ass out of my house.
Shit.
Like, he told you three times already, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he said, you talking about when we met is when I kicked your ass.
That shit was funny. Like, let's get it clear. Let's be clear.
He said, I was just trying to see if you grew your arm back. What?
After I took half it off.
That was fucked up. Saying that about his arm.
I like him. I really hope they don't just show him. I'm sure they won't.
Nah.
They're going to bring him back at some point. But yeah, I like him.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you were speaking on that. I was going to ask y'all as far as like that. The following scene after we see with Isaiah, Sam, and Bucky get caught up in some racial,
that shit, right?
Did you call that shit? Some racial profiling shit.
I was playing, but damn.
That's crazy.
But see, this is kind of what I'm talking about. Like, y'all did not have to do that.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Y'all really didn't have to do that.
Is this guy bothering you? Like, for real?
He was like, this is a bit much.
Yeah.
I mean, we deal with it regularly in real life. I don't know how much I want to see
Falcon deal with it.
And then made a switch to arrest the white man, too.
I like that part. Shit.
I don't,
give me something, bro.
That just felt like, I don't know, it just, that felt kind of
pandering.
Forced. Yeah, it was just like, come on, y'all. Like, I can see this happening.
Yeah, they could have left that whole scene out. I mean, I don't really think it was necessary. They're arguing in the street, and here come the cop. And not only did one cop car come, but another cop car came.
Yeah. That's how it happens, though.
No, I know, but, you know, okay, like, sometimes I just want to, like, leave that behind for a minute.
You want to watch some MCU?
Yeah, I want to turn on a superhero show and just see black people being superheroes.
But that's not this type of show. Sorry.
Wait, was that
hey, this joke? Is look.
That the assassin joke.
that was half truth, half joke.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't like thinking. Like, I turn on Star Wars. I don't want to see Finn breakdancing. All right? Just like, I don't
train. But at some point, he's going to breakdance.
Huh?
He's going to breakdance at some point.
He's going to rap. At least he's going to make something rhyme at some point.
Shit.
But I don't know. I'm not complaining. I don't want the people in Reddit to start, yeah, Michael. I'm not complaining. I just didn't necessarily feel like I needed that.
Yeah.
I don't need to see my black superheroes getting harassed by the police.
Yeah, it was a little.
It kind of demeans the superhero part.
It kind
of
does. I'm like,
this nigga saved the multiverse, nigga. Like, what
is that? What he says?
Yeah,
know who this is?
He's like, he's an Avenger, and he's like, oh, I didn't recognize you without your suit because we all look alike. Yeah. Come on, man. Like, I just.
But you see the white man with the men. Oh, I guess he do got a mechanical arm, so you be like, all right. That's...
But the most.
I mean,
it was.
I get it.
Too much.
It was just. It was a bit too much. It was a bit too much. It didn't ruin the episode or nothing. Yeah. But it was like, all right, bro, come on. I laughed my ass off, though. I can't lie. When those cops pulled up, I started laughing. I was like, yeah, man, they're not finna do this. They racial profile Falcon. I was on my couch cracking up. I was like, that is dirty.
You should have known that when he got denied a bank loan.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, y'all playing this dude so hard.
Bro, it ain't shit. This the reason why I was like, man, if I had superpowers, I'm only saving the world, like, literally, like, endgame shit. Mm-mm. Outside of that, I ain't doing this day-to-day. I'm on the rooftop.
Right.
Nah, because they don't give a fuck about me. Nah, they don't give a fuck about me like that.
I'd be a bad guy. Fuck all this. I'm killing cops. If I'm a tip, get me some superhero powers. I'm going to be a real villain. Because it's like, the cops showing up and trying to arrest me. I almost died. And I don't even have superpowers.
He did die. He got dusted away.
He blipped.
He blipped, yeah. But I'm saying, but like... He fought.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a black man in a suit.
With wings.
On top of that, he's a veteran too.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cops are going to put you in jail.
What?
Why was that funny?
Chicken wings.
A black man in a suit.
You're fucking stupid as hell, man.
You say he's sponsored by Wingstop.
I'm just a black man in a suit with wings.
God
man.
Damn it. He's like, his name should be Chicken. The black chicken.
I'm going to fry his ass.
Oh, I'm just a black man with some wings, bro. You trying to put me in jail. Yeah, he didn't have no jokes then, did he?
Nah, he didn't.
He had no fucking jokes.
He
then.
Was ready to pop off. He was like, he was like, just show me. I ain't got to show him shit, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I don't know. That was a little too close to home. It was like, all right, bro, let this man be a superhero, please.
What did y'all think about the their duo therapy session?
I love that psychiatrist. She's hilarious.
Are you guys? What she says there?
Having a stare
contest?
That was funny.
That was
funny. Falcon didn't say that.
I know, but
the therapist said it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Falcon ain't getting that one.
Erase that one.
So you didn't like when he was like, oh, is this close enough and all that? You ain't like that whole shit?
I mean, that was kind of funny.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
Kind of funny, but that wasn't really.
They was
funny.
Leg locked.
Yeah. His knee was touching his bone.
I was about to say, they was like.
Yeah, like, he was.
Are they really going? I was like, they going to really go there, huh?
They really did. They were scissoring.
Yeah.
They were.
It was Bucky and the Black Man for real, boy. That's a different type of show.
Bruh, they was close as fuck.
Never seen two dudes on a show.
Hey, I was waiting for it. Hey, I was waiting for it to pan out. I was like, "Oh shit, motherfuckers!" Like, awesome. Because I was like, "They close as fuck." One of them's dick was hard.
I was say that.
Oh, who fuck with nobody? Say one of them's dick was hard.
Hey, they was in jail though.
That's why Falcon got mad and left.
He's like, "Man, fuck all this shit. I'm out." said he tried to hide the chump.
My real me tried to fly. All
right.
Right.
If you go back and look.
Like, what kind of therapy session is this?
Right. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, play this shit. Fuck that. Fuck that.
This scene, this part of that scene wasn't funny, but I found it hilarious when Bucky was like, well, the therapist was like, Bucky, get whatever's off your chest to Sam. And he was like, why you give up the shield? He said, Cap gave you that shield. He believed in you. If he believed in me, if he wrong about you, then he wrong about me.
Why y'all laughing?
Sam, no, because I'm laughing because of Sam. It Sam looked at his ass like, you done?
I'm laughing at his ass.
he opened up his heart to that nigga. This nigga like, you done with your shit?
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, he is writing up his whole fucking, because he said, you didn't understand it or something like that. Didn't he say that?
Oh. He was like, I don't give a damn if you or Steve don't understand this shit. I did what I felt was right.
Yeah. And I really thought at that point, that moment, he was going to say, you know, I don't think the world ready to see a black Captain America.
It seemed like every time we get to that, like he always starts off his sentences like, okay, here's where he's going to say the shit. But he says something else totally different. I feel like they saving it for like the last episode. Like, look. I'm a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't
but see, that's my problem though. It's like we can have this, the cops pulling up and harassing them and all that, but you're leaving out this obvious part that would actually make a compelling element to the show. But instead we got cops harassing. Like,
but I think that's the character he's playing though, in my viewpoint. It's cause like, why keep denying that when you have all this around you? It seems like he doesn't want to really admit it because of all the success he's already had.
He ain't had no success.
He's learning that though. Just now. Everything's been different since he got back.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to admit like, shit, I'm black in America. So that's why when he questioned the kid, like, why I gotta be Black Falcon? Like, why can't I just be
you
Falcon?
You Black Falcon because them cops just told your ass you Black Falcon. And now you're in here rubbing your fucking knee on my nuts. How about we have a real conversation?
Well, that's why they brought that shit full circle though. Like, they tend to do that a lot in this show. When he had the conversation with the kids and the cop, this is why you're Black Falcon.
But I still kind of wish they would have went ahead and I think Nick's right. They're probably just gonna save it for episode 5 or something. But
yeah,
because it just seems very obvious to just have the conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we see John Walker tries to work with, you know, Sam and Bucky bailed him out. They refused again because they were right. Like the way John was talking, as far as when they were back in that little truck before Battlestar said his real name, he was like, "Look, we were part of the government. Like I can look at Red Wing all I want to. That's how we found you because we were part of the government." It was just like that. Kind of is just like I agree with Sam. He's like, "I don't work like that. Like y'all got too many restrictions."
I mean, but he still is their property.
That's that white privilege.
Yep. Wait, speaking of Red Wing, did we talk about how they destroyed Red Wing?
Yeah, we gave the whole.
Okay. Oh, that's what you were saying. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it just felt like, again, like I was saying earlier, like it felt like recruitment. It didn't really feel like I'm trying to bond and build with you.
Because he's not.
Yeah, this one felt a little bit different. Like, now I'm doing you a favor. I'm going to get you out of jail. You know, I'm very smug. Hey, give me a call. Do this, that, and the other. Like, now you have no choice but to work with me. And they basically dissed him. They were like, nah, bro.
There's only so many times you can diss a white man before he pop off.
Exactly.
We already saw it.
Especially when he knows he owns you.
Right.
Yep. Yep. That chain got longer when
he said, well, then stay the hell out of my way then.
He
was mad as fuck. Even Blackie looked back like, damn,
you don't talk to him like that?
He usually only talked to me like that. He don't talk to you like
that. Right. Everybody got that kind of smoke. Damn, Maso, you really is bad, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, that was another thing, like, Nate, to your point. Like, that was another reason I was like, yeah, that's not the Cap. Something's got to change. He's going to have to be somebody else.
I still think he's a villain. I still think he's going to be a villain. Yeah.
There's going to be some tension. But yeah. You think he's going to be the overall villain?
Not the overall, but I just think he's...
I think
he's going to be a villain.
Bucky's going to have to fight him.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Unless Bucky get his ass whooped.
It depends on if he get that super, if he's a super soldier or not.
He's a super soldier.
It'll be even. We'll see how good he is.
Right. Because he could be like infiltrating the system or whatever, become Captain America or whatever.
You said like what, like Hydra? Like you still think that that's
yeah, kinda... like you know how they have all those people that's in Hydra, but they be working for the government. Mm-hmm. I think that's what this is.
I don't know.
I don't know if Hydra. I didn't know Hydra would still be out there ever since.
Well, not necessarily Hydra, but just somebody else. Like, okay. Like yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I would like that. That seems like it would be a little bit of an obvious twist, wouldn't it? If it's like, oh, he's really a bad guy. I think it would be cooler if he's not trying to be a bad guy, but it just turns out, yeah, he just becomes cocky and...
Yeah, I think that's...
That just feel like, it just seems like he's already there to me. But I don't know. Yeah, mm-hmm. Y'all could be right. It could be a situation where like, look, y'all don't want to accept me. Fuck it. Now I'm evil.
Oh my fucking god.
Now that's why you like Sam so much.
God damn it.
What was that? What was that, Rod?
That's the evil laugh.
Y'all knew who the fuck it is.
Oh boy. Oh shit.
For the Reddit folks, we have not read the comic, so don't.
Yeah, I don't. I have no clue.
I don't even read the Reddit anymore for this one because.
Really?
Not for this one, because they just... With WandaVision, I didn't care. Mm. But this one, I don't know anything. I don't know any of these people.
Oh, yeah, because you knew more about WandaVision.
Yeah, because I had read that. Mm-hmm. I haven't read any of this.
You know, the funny thing is, like, I don't either, but I think I care less about being spoiled by this.
Really?
Because I don't really fuck with Captain America like that.
I don't either, but that's why I'm kind of liking the fact that I don't know anything that's going on.
Are you talking about the comic character or just the MCU character?
No, the comic characters, all of them the same to me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I didn't like the I look comic at it character. Different because, like,
I do
like,
too. I didn't really like Captain America comics.
Yeah.
But I like Cap here. He grew on me.
He get on my nerves.
Yeah, he grew on
Not
me.
Not until he got the Eminem beard. Then I was like, all right, I kind of like him now.
Facts.
But when he shaved the beard back off, I'm like, no, man, you're like too good again, bro. I need that shadow because he was angry in Infinity War. Yeah. In Endgame, he was just all, you know, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
Cap is what?
Way too good, man.
That's why I like that scene in Endgame when Tony was cussing his ass out. Like, he's like, man, you should have been there. He took the thing off, threw it on him and shit.
Then he passed out.
He collapsed.
He sure did.
He buckled.
That nigga was in space for about 2 years. It felt like.
I thought he was half dead, but the way that nigga buckled, I thought that was real.
What's that? What you talking about?
In Endgame.
In Endgame when Iron Man. When
he first got back.
Iron Man, he went off and then he had a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
He did. They put that nigga on bed rest they about the other half of the movie.
They did. I don't. Yeah, I don't like super good Cap. I don't like super tight sure I can see your nipples Cap. That's when he's a good guy. When he was don't act like I'm the only motherfucker here. When he was wearing that fucking painted on ass shirt.
You are.
Like, you're a goddamn lie.
Continue.
No. You're a goddamn lie.
Mike always get upset when niggas take their shirt off. He's like, bro, why the fuck you taking your shirt off?
He didn't take it off, but he didn't need to.
You always got a gripe.
Bro, that shit was so damn tight. You remember when he was tearing that fucking wood in half?
What Captain America you watching,
bro? Yeah. I know you
saw that. When he tore that wood in half, he was...
I don't know what he. I don't
yes,
know all
do.
That, but I know the scene that he's talking
yes,
about.
You
do.
Yes,
I don't
y'all
know, do. Yes, y'all do. Nipples, I know. Scissoring and no shit. I'm just doing about his scene.
Mike watching a different. He watching Bucky the Black Man. Man.
Y'all didn't notice.
I don't think so.
His shirt is damn near see-through in that fucking movie. But when he was the bad guy with all the dark on, that's the Cap I like. When he was just depressed looking, defeated looking, didn't have a shield, hair all disheveled, that's that Cap. But the other one, nah, bro, you too happy.
You don't want to see a
Stop
nigga.
Cursing.
You don't want to see a nigga successful.
Now, I don't want to see a motherfucker's nipples through his t-shirt.
The Batman nipple shit. That's what it was.
Yeah, that was worse than that though, because Ben Affleck like he got saggy nipples. That perky shit.
He said
he got perky.
I'm fucking stupid.
Y'all stupid, man.
Oh shit. Hey, man, what else?
One of the last questions I got is like, were y'all surprised that Sam and Bucky decided to go see Zemo to get answers as far as trying to figure out what all this flag smashing shit? Because obviously, we know Zemo was the villain in Civil War. But now it seems like, because we talked about like the overarching villain of this series, we don't really, it seems like it could be a couple people.
But and now they're bringing in Zemo. I thought Zemo, the way they promoted it, was going to be like the hidden villain that we'll see later on. It sounds like they're trying to work with him now.
Who is Zemo again?
The white dude who caused all that shit in Civil War. Mm-hmm. The one who was broke Bucky out and he was acting all crazy again.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I need to watch that again. Yeah.
Me too. I need to
watch. I think that's the only thing you need to watch to get backstory.
This is where I start to get a little bit lost with the show when we do all the connecting from mm-hmm. the previous movies and stuff, because mm-hmm. I'm just not, I've seen them all, but I'm not, like, none of that stuck. Right. So, I mean, I knew that he was a villain from the back, but I just didn't understand the backstory to be able to feel a way about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, because he knows, the reason why they're talking to him, because he knows a lot about Hydra. That's how he knew how to unlock Bucky and shit.
I didn't remember his name being Zemo.
That's in the comic. In the comics, his villain name is Zemo. Yeah. Oh, so they just revealed it for the first time, I guess, in the show.
They said Zemo in the show.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
They said it. When did they?
Yeah,
say
remember
it?
Sam said we gonna go see Zemo. That's it was right. Like, the classical music started playing and shit.
But I didn't know that was the first time. Wow. Okay.
What did they call him in the movie?
They didn't even know about him until the end.
That looks fine to me.
To you.
That's not normal.
Let me see. That's,
I mean, right.
You said it's painted on him.
It is a tight-ass shirt.
Who? How you even get a shirt this small? And how did y'all not notice this?
It's custom fit. Eddie Long was wearing shirts like that. All
who did? There was a problem then, too. It was a problem then, too.
Like y'all ain't never seen niggas in muscle shirts in the mall.
I have never seen nobody walk around with a shirt this damn tight on.
I've seen.
Where are y'all be hanging out?
And then
dudes just, yeah, they dudes be, yeah.
It's all nay spots.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I really like how this episode went.
Yeah.
I like how it's like damn near 50 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get a lot of because sometimes I'm anticipating like damn they about to end it right here and then like mm-hmm. no they keep going.
Yeah.
So I like that we get a lot of content. It may be only 6 episodes, but
yeah, it's cool. He's your typical, you know, Captain America villain. So sounds like they're trying to just do a little spin on it. But yeah, I thought it was cool that they were like, oh shit, they're actually going to see Zemo. But isn't he locked up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of dull. He's not gonna be doing shit.
Well, not yet. We don't.
I think they're gonna let him out.
Yeah.
And I don't think I don't think he's gonna be a villain. I think he's gonna be on their side.
Huh.
And then maybe he'll change to a villain later.
Or maybe this is his big plan. Maybe he was planning this shit while he was locked up.
Playing what? Like, you think he's part of the Flag Smashers?
Maybe he's the leader. Because the main thing that I did forget from Civil War was like why he was doing all that shit. He don't like superheroes, specifically mm-hmm. super soldiers.
Right.
So that could be another reason why he could either try to end the Flag Smashers or try to use them for his own advantage.
Hmm. That could be. But they're super soldiers, so he wouldn't work with them though.
It depends on what.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they always say like there's no such thing as permanent friends or enemies, just permanent agendas.
No, I never heard that.
Man, you
I know.
Who says that?
Oh, Maya Angelou ass quote. What the fuck is that?
It's just I heard it, but it made sense because like if they align with what he's trying to do, fuck it, I'll work with him.
Yeah, but then he's gonna take them out.
Shit, he's a villain, so shit, I expect that.
This would be like Magneto teaming up with the cops.
So
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Falcon gonna take that shit?
Is Falcon gonna take what shit?
The super serum.
He need to take something.
I don't think he is.
He needs to.
He got a lot of pride, I feel like.
It just feel like it's just kind of just lingering in the air.
I think you think? Yeah, I think he is.
A little bit, yeah.
I never thought about it.
Yeah, I think he is.
He like juicing. The Captain America?
Yeah. Right. That I think he's gonna have to in order to wield that shield.
How the hell are you gonna beat the motherfucker?
He got the wings.
The wings ain't enough.
Obviously, they showed that the wings aren't enough.
They beat his ass.
Every time.
But that was unexpected. He ain't know all of them were super soldiers.
Okay, they still whooped his ass.
He was like, damn, last time I fought.
They wouldn't have whooped Cap's ass.
Cap got his ass whooped too.
When?
When he,
exactly. I'm trying to
don't nobody with a shirt that tight ever get beat down, man.
Ass kicked except for Thanos.
Right. Ain't nobody ever whooped his ass. except for the other Cap.
Didn't when he fight Bucky, he was getting his ass whooped?
It was Bucky.
That's true. He did get his ass whooped by Bucky. That's true.
That's
no, he got his ass whooped by Bucky because he didn't want to fight him.
He didn't know who he was until his...
Rod's right there.
He fought him a couple times before he realized, oh, this Bucky.
But he wasn't getting beat down. He didn't get beat down to the end of the movie.
Yeah, it really is hard to beat Captain America's ass. America just won't let that happen.
That's true.
Yeah, I can do this all day, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really want to see
Well, I don't know.
To me, I'd be like, bro, that's like steroids to me if they give it to Sam like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Sam.
I think Sam might take it. They're not going to give it to him. I think he might take it.
He might take, like, maybe they're losing the battle. Yep. Bucky's getting beat down. Yep. Something's happening. He has to take it to save the day.
I think he's going to,
I could see that.
Shoot up.
So how that work? So it worked, you just take it and then you turn super. Like, I thought Cap had to, like, incubate or some shit for a minute.
That was back in the day. They probably sped up
the process.
Yeah, they had the Johnson Johnson back then. They got the Pfizer now.
You stupid as fuck. Oh, shit. Because that wasn't that, what they were doing that in Winter Soldier, right? Mm-hmm. They was making different,
But they, but he killed, Zemo killed all of those.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot of serum in that truck, right?
Yep.
It was.
Yeah. Yep.
So I kind of wonder what they're actually trying to do. Are they really trying to make a whole army of super soldiers to defeat the government? Because that could be really interesting.
That's some Avengers shit.
Yeah, I like that there's more dialogue, there's more depth. It's not just a whole bunch of action and fighting. I'm actually really enjoying this.
It's a good balance.
Yeah, the action scenes are good. The action scenes are really well done on this, but I like the fact that it's, you know, they're talking about some real shit. I mean, I complain about the cop stuff, but the veteran stuff and the PTSD and all that, and them just not being able to get their lives together. I like all that. I think they're doing a good job.
Complaining about the racial part of this.
Complaining about in what aspect?
I forgot what it was named. They were like, because they felt like it was pandering.
Well,
and Dart Adams actually responded, was like, well, Sam has never really had to deal with being black in any of the other movies except like once or twice. And it was just small. Like, this is the first time he's actually, we get a chance to see it. Not that he hadn't deal with it, but we as the viewer haven't had a chance to see it. And what was his name? But he was like, yeah, that's actually a good point. But yeah, he wasn't rocking with it. But I think it's cool that they're actually like showing that, you know, it's like there's the superhero part, but at the end of the day, when he comes back to Earth, he's black and he has to deal with this shit.
Maybe it'll sit well with me better later. The cop part's the only part that irked me a little bit.
I don't like that either.
All the other shit I like.
Yeah, it could be. I think they need to be just a little bit more subtle with it.
Yeah,
you know, instead of so in your face. You know, so I think if they could just kind of taper it down a little bit, we'll be good.
I'm really liking the whole struggle with him being black and being Captain America and not feeling like America's ready. So I really like that discussion. I don't need the cops.
Yeah.
Like, if the cops come out and shoot him or something, I'm really going to get pissed off. Like, if this happens again, and then, I don't know. I just don't.
One of them, didn't he put his hand on his hand?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, jeez.
Because he told him to calm down.
Who told who to calm down?
The cop told
Sam. Because Sam was
right. That's right. I am calm.
See, I don't need all that.
Yeah.
But if they keep, whatever. Never mind.
No, I like how we see in the real side of like being a superhero, like the day to day. Like, you saw him with his sister. You saw Bucky going through therapy. Like, going back to WandaVision, you saw what Wanda was dealing with and shit like that. Like, we're seeing like the real. Yeah. That's the best thing about these series.
Well, Marvel has always been good about that. Like, you know, real shit.
Yep.
In addition to all the superhero shit.
Yeah, that was Stan Lee's thing.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted. It's like, the superhero's there, but it's more about the story of that superhero.
Because that's the reason why I like the new Spider-Man so much, because we get to see the neighborhood of that side of that shit. So yeah, I'm excited for episode 3.
Shit, if I was Sam, I'd never take them wings off. Fuck that shit. I would, because I'm not dealing with these police. Talking about, you don't know who I am. All right, slap in the fucking face with one of these wings.
He's like, I ain't know you out without the goggles or something, he said.
Yeah.
It's like, saying you don't recognize LeBron James without the uniform. Well,
sure. I probably wouldn't.
You say you probably wouldn't. You'll know that. You'll know
it. You, bro, you see a 7-foot nigga
walking in here slew footed. Like, you're like, oh, that's LeBron.
See, I don't even know what slew footed means. So,
any other thoughts on this episode?
It was fine.
Yeah, we're off and running, man. We're off and running. I like it.
It was fine.
It was fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you like. Did you like this better than WandaVision? Or is it about the same?
No, I like this better. we're not going to do that.
Damn. I've been meaning to go back and rewatch that too.
What WandaVision?
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because it's the first two.
I can't.
The first two, man.
No, that's not it. That's your excuse.
The first two, no, I have not went back and watched it. I have had no desire to go back and watch it from beginning to end.
I'm going to.
I say I am, but I just haven't yet. I just have no desire to do it, man.
Not yet. I got to wait till Loki's series is done. I'll go back and watch all of them again.
You
will when it comes.
I don't know, man.
They're going to get you.
They always do.
Right.
All right. That is our review for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Please catch us next week for episode 3. In the FPS podcast Reddit thread, please let us know what you guys think about this episode. Did you like it, love it, or hate it? And also let us know what your thoughts is on Twitter and IG, FPS Podcast. And that'll do it for us this week. We out. Peace.
Peace.